It's time for this week's Nissan Keys to the Game, joined by Titans General Manager John Robinson. Indianapolis had last weekend off. They come off a game where they also played Pittsburgh and really looked good on defense. And this defense, which is almost totally new from a year ago, has continued to make progress. They make things happen. They frustrated the Steelers. What do the Titans have to do well Sunday at Lucas Oil Stadium against this Colts defense?
Stick to the process. Continue to try to run the football. Stay on our blocks, you know, hold our gaps, create run lanes for the backs and then for the receivers. Get open and catch. Marcus, can keep the offense out on the field. Continue to be good in critical situations so that they can stay out there.
And critical situations, third down conversions, scoring touchdowns in the red zone, areas where the Titans have gotten better in recent weeks. What do you have to continue to do so that trend continues?
Yeah, I think in the first half of the season, you know, we kind of stubbed our toe a couple times on third down and down in the red zone. So continue to put ourselves in favorable situations, take advantage of matchups on third down so that we can sustain drives and stay out there offensively. And then when we're down in the red zone, find weaknesses for the defense and try to capitalize on those. You know, try to get in there and get those extra points.
For the Colts offense, one of the strengths has been the versatility in their running back core. What does the defense for the Titans have to guard against when you play against the Colts running backs?
Yeah, stop the run is always one of our first musts each week. You know, try to put them in a situation where they're in non-manageable situations, force them to throw the football. These backs that they have there, Frank Gore, he hasn't lost a step. He continues to show why he's been one of the best backs to ever carry the ball in this league. And then Mac, the rookie from USF, you know, he's really coming along. He's a nice complement. He's got game-breaking speed. He can catch it and run with it. So we'll have to do a good job of trying to contain both of those guys.
It's Thanksgiving weekend. We're moving towards the last month of the NFL season. And this is always a time when stars begin to emerge. For Indianapolis, the guy who's really come on is wide receiver Chester Rogers, a player everybody may not know well. What is Chester Rogers doing right now to complement T.Y. Hilton, Dante Moncrief, and the other receivers for Indy?
Yeah, second-year player out of Grambling. He was a guy that we really liked 2 years ago after his 2016 preseason campaign. We were you know, talking about potentially claiming him had he got released. He made it. He's developing as a route runner. He always had the speed and the quickness to create separation. But he's learning to read techniques of the DB. He's learning to read coverage. He's uncovering at the top of the routes better, and he's become a target that Brissett liked to throw the ball to.
And that leads us to the next key, and that is limit the Colts' big plays, exactly what you did when the Titans were able to knock off Indy on October 16th.
Yeah, they've got explosive playmakers on that side of the ball, like we talked about when we played them the first time. T.Y. Hilton, Moncrief, Chester's coming along. You know, Jack Doyle, the backs, Brissett can really hum the ball. So, we've got to eliminate the chunk plays and try to get them off the field offensively.
Finally, John, the Colts may be 3-7, but they could easily be 6-4. They're a team that's been a little bit snake bit. Making it more important as we get into this last weekend in November, you must answer them at every turn. You must not let them have momentum in this game.
Yeah, that's the nature of the league. Each week, I mean, there's 32 good football teams. Everybody can be beaten any week. We've got to do a good job of sticking to the plan, eliminate big plays, get the ball back to our offense, create turnovers on defense, play good in the kicking game, and just be sound, be technique sound, be fundamentally sound, and do what we do.
He's Titans General Manager John Robinson, and those are his Nissan keys to this Sunday's game.